now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, everyone. She's not lying. I am the mayor of Prescott Valley, and we got some good things to talk about today. I know it's December. We're almost to the new year, but we are actually going to be talking to Larry Tarkowski, the town manager of Prescott Valley. He just recently announced his retirement, and much like how the Arizona Cardinals have Larry the Legend Fitzgerald playing on their team, Prescott Valley actually has Larry the Legend Tarkowski, who's been with us for a long time. So be sure to stick around. We're just going to take that short break, and then we'll just dive right into it. So you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go.
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
No worries, Rudy. Our route is the same as Cat for Grace.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's Santa's plan.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Ho, ho, ho. I'm John Dombrowski with Grand Canyon Planning and host of the Word on Wealth radio show. It's time to spread joy and cheer as Christmas approaches, and I'm here to spread financial tidings to you all. There's still time to get back on track and start the new year on the right foot. We all know that 2020 has been anything but predictable, and perhaps your resolutions, financial or otherwise, have not gone according to plan. Give yourself the gift of financial confidence by scheduling a complimentary retirement consultation. Together, we'll build a plan to help you be successful with your retirement. Call 480-991-1055 or visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates LLC and Client One Securities LLC are not affiliated.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. As I mentioned, we have Larry Tarkowski, the town manager for the town of Prescott Valley, on the line, and he's going to discuss a little bit about his recent retirement announcement. Larry, can you hear us?
Good afternoon, Mayor. How are you doing? And I am flattered by the comparison to the other Larry in the state, and that's Larry Fitzgerald, although he would be embarrassed, quite frankly. I don't know how to catch a ball.
That's all right, though. It's still, though, still play very important things for their team, and the team being in the town of Prescott Valley. So let's just talk a little bit about, I mean, how long you've been with the town. What made this decision happen, and what are we most proud of? Let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, Cal, I joined the town in 1989, came to work for the town in July of 1989 with the express direction, get rid of the dirt roads, build a sewer system, and ultimately buy a water company. And that's what I was told in 1989 by the mayor and council. And I'll be real honest with you. I had predicted to my friends that I would not work for a municipality for any more than about 12 months. It would be a transition from one private sector job to another private sector job, and gave me an excuse to be home every night to help raise my young family. But what I discovered very quickly after working for a couple of weeks in the town of Prescott Valley was, you know, public service is a completely different animal and very fulfilling. And this particular job was right in my wheelhouse in that I like to build things. I like to be part of a team that builds things. And so that was 31 years ago. And I was public works director for 15 years and have been humbled by being chosen to be the town manager. And I've been doing that for 16 years. And quite honestly, it's just been one heck of a ride and incredibly fulfilling, taking a community that back in 1989 had 130 mile of road, only 8 mile of which were paved. So we had 122 mile of dirt road and only 8,000 citizens. And so, looking back, it's just been a really great adventure working with a dynamic team to bring in infrastructure to what is now the town of Prescott Valley with a population of over 50,000 people.
That's just crazy. And thinking back, Larry, I mean, it's been a journey because you started when I was in sixth grade.
Oh my gosh! That puts things in perspective, Cal. That is absolutely amazing. Well, you were in sixth grade, and were you still living in the northeast?
I was in the northeast, a small town, much smaller than Prescott Valley. It had about 1,200 people. Actually, it's not too much smaller. I mean, Prescott Valley had 8,000 people back in '89.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you say that? I would probably say it, that the reason Prescott Valley was able to grow at the rate that it did was truly because of infrastructure, water, and roads.
Well, you look around the country or you look around the state of Arizona, and a community will not end up having the opportunity to begin developing and actually switch from completely rural to a more urban setting until you have infrastructure. You can't have septic tanks on 80-foot by 100-foot lots, although in 1989 the town of Prescott Valley did. And we had over 7,000 septic tanks within the limits of the town of Prescott Valley. And when you have density as we do, septic tanks don't work, put it this way, they don't work for long.
Yeah, especially with a lot of clay in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Parts of Prescott Valley have that, and makes it certainly a challenging. So we actually had to decommission 7,000 septic tanks?
That is, when we put that project together, and there was a great team that that did this, we ended up going to the voters in Prescott Valley in 1990 and asking them if they would be willing to assess themselves what was it, $1,200 or $2,200 for each lot in town, built on or vacant. And what they would get for that investment was abandonment of the septic tank, centralized sewer system, meaning main lines, and the service lines connecting to the house, and they would get natural gas in the street, which at that point in time we didn't have, and every street in town would then be hard surfaced. And at the end of that project, we ended up doing such a remarkable job of working with the contractor that we had money left over, which we rebated to everybody that had invested up front. And so people got money back. And in addition to that, you could buy just about any lot in town for about $5,000. After the sewer project was done and all the roads hard surfaced, the price, the base price of lots in Prescott Valley, jumped to $7,000 to $10,000, which trebled the investment people made.
That's just, I mean, just mind-boggling. Just to picture what Prescott Valley was back then. I mean, we had what, one grocery store. Robert Road had one light. Is that pretty much what we're looking at?
That's pretty much it. We had a Checker and a Checker Auto Store, and then also we had Safeway. And that, and well, I take that back. We also had a Dairy Queen and a Tasty Freeze. But aside from those, there wasn't much in Prescott Valley at the time.
Wow, that's just, I mean, just mind-boggling. So let's talk a little bit more about what, in regards to the growth that town, the Prescott Valley has. There's some obviously pockets of Prescott Valley over by behind Kohl's and Fry's that are not annexed into the town of Prescott Valley. And what's the story with that?
The boundaries for the town were carved out in 1978 when the town was incorporated, and the boundaries were formed, and that then became the town of Prescott Valley. Since that time, there have been annexations of parts of areas adjoining Prescott Valley that wanted to come into town. And so in Lynx Lake Estates, which is the county island that's over on the west side of town, right around Prescott East Highway, that area was actually settled at the same time the initial settlement of Prescott Valley happened, was platted and happened. Since then, there have been a couple attempts by people that live in that area wanting to come into town, but the elected officials of Prescott Valley had the foresight to say, if you are going to be annexed into the town of Prescott Valley, you have to bring your infrastructure up to the same standard as Prescott Valley. So, in other words, you have to get rid of your septic tanks. You have to put in or pay to have put in wastewater lines and bring your water system up to snuff. And then the town will annex you in. And that's basically to protect all of those citizens in town that paid to do that here. And then anybody that's come after that, they've had the benefit of all of that infrastructure being in place. But quite frankly, the value of that is built into the value of the house that they buy.
No, absolutely. So you touched a little bit earlier with the water situation and having a water company. So what was it before Prescott Valley had for water? And then what changes were made that made it to be what we have today?
Okay, well, the town, when it was initially carved out as a county project, county subdivision, there was the need by the Fain family to start a water company, a private water company, which was called Shamrock Water. Shamrock Water served the Prescott Country Club area, the newly formed town of Prescott Valley, and then also that area that you were talking about slightly to the west of us, Lynx Lake Estates. Okay, those were all served by the Shamrock Water Company. What the town discovered was that, seeing that it was a private company and the way that the regulatory agency, the Arizona Corporation Commission, the way that they operated was not really to the advantage of those private water companies. In other words, if a water company, private water company, needed to put in a new well or needed to put in a new storage tank, the private water company had to save up money within their rate structure without raising rates to go ahead and pay for that. So that might put off by 10 years the money needed to drill a new well that might be needed right now. And so Shamrock Water discovered very quickly as the town began to fill in and build out that they were having a really rough time operating. And so they desired, as well as the city fathers, desired to purchase that private water company, turn it into a municipal water company, so that we could bring that.
Larry, you still there?
Yes.
Hang on a second, folks. We've got a little technical difficulties here.
Okay, Cal,
bringing
can
Larry
you hear
back.
Me?
Can you hear us, Larry?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
You still there, Larry?
I am.
Well, folks, this is what happens sometimes when you have live radio and we're trying to get a hold of our guest. But one of the exciting things that we're going to talk about with Larry when we get him back on the line is the direction of Prescott Valley. What does he see the direction going, as well as what was the big movements in regards to the planned development communities in Prescott Valley, and what sparked all that? Larry, can you hear me?
Okay, can you hear me, Cal?
Now I can, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, very good. I don't know what happened. But anyway, finishing out the comment about Shamrock Water Company, the town in 1999 concluded the purchase of Shamrock Water Company, wherein we then invested about $7 million in new water tanks and new water production wells. And ever since that point in time, we've stayed ahead of growth with production capabilities and storage capabilities and having the appropriate sized the water mains, and also increasing the number of fire hydrants in town, which up to that point there were very few of them.
How crazy. Just the picturing it. I mean, we've seen pictures, and it's just mind-boggling to just what Prescott Valley was and how you could see basically from 69 all the way to 89A. But with that being said, hey, we're just going to take a quick break. Larry's still going to be on the line when we get back, and as I mentioned, we're going to talk about the future of Prescott Valley, as well as how the planned developments such as Granville and Pronghorn and Viewpoint played a huge role in Prescott Valley. So we're just going to take that quick break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Whether you know it or not, we've had a healthy relationship for as long as we can remember. But now, we're changing. For you. We're Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and we've been part of this community for decades. Now, we're entering into a new affiliation with Dignity Health. It's a relationship that will allow us to expand clinical services, improve access to care, and impact community health. Of course, every positive change requires inspiration. In this case, you're it. The people we serve. It's inspiration that makes a good thing even better. We'll not only deliver more care to our communities, we'll deliver dedication, depth, and dignity. If you'd like to learn how much this affiliation means to you, visit us at dignityhealthyrmc.org. After all, what would you say to a relationship that delivers a little more humanity? We think you'd say, hello, human kindness.
Yeah. Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We're here, hopefully, Larry Tarkowski, town manager, still on the line. Larry, you hear us?
You betcha, Kel.
All right. So, hey, when we left off, we were talking a little bit about, like, we obviously have planned communities in Prescott Valley, whether it's Quailwood, Granville, Viewpoint, Pronghorn, things like that. So you were there for when Viewpoint first showed up, correct?
That is correct. That was a while ago, about 1997, I believe.
And that started it all. I mean, that's when we actually, the first time there was model homes, first time people got to come in, walk a house, and pick a lot, right?
That is absolutely true, and it has changed the face of Prescott Valley in very many respects.
That's it's just so interesting in regards to where things were in regards to a community that's been planned like that. Compare that now to our latest adventure with Jasper, and things kind of evolved, wouldn't you say?
Oh, they have evolved in one heck of a way, in that nobody would have guessed in 1989, 31 years ago, that you would have price points associated with new housing that you see in some of our master plan communities like Stone Ridge or like Jasper or Viewpoint or Pronghorn Ranch. The community continues to evolve, and the beauty of that is that it is appealing to a wide variety of people. You have those that have a desire or a need for much more affordable housing. You have those that have the wherewithal to afford something a little different, and that really does a good job of making our community well-rounded, both for families, working age, and then retirees.
Yeah, Prescott Valley certainly is certainly diverse. You don't often come across people who say, hey, I was born in Prescott and I grew up my entire life right off of Robert Road. That just doesn't happen. There's just not many of those people. So we all come from somewhere.
That's absolutely true. There are a lot of people that have chosen to move here for the reasons that you have, that I have. It's a great place to raise a family, and which, by the way, just was made aware of some demographical information that shows that Prescott Valley continues to be the only community in Yavapai County that is growing younger. And that says a lot. It's a good thing when you have young children coming into your community. They're going to rely on your school district, on your school system, and they're going to grow up here. And it makes the community well-rounded.
It absolutely does. And just to reiterate that, so Prescott Valley's median age is, I believe it's 46.1. years of age?
We're down to 45 now, 45-something.
So that means a lot. So it's not the Prescott Valley retirement community. It's actually a community with young folks and young families just makes Prescott Valley amazing. It's that place where you can be born now, grow up, go to school, you know, get a job and raise a family and retire, hopefully.
That is absolutely true.
So what, in your crystal ball, because I know you have a crystal ball, Larry, because as a town manager who's lasted as long as you, you had to have something up your sleeve. What do you see the future of Prescott Valley?
Oh, goodness. If you would have asked me that in 1989, I could not have envisioned what the town has become, going from 8,000 people to about 50,000 people, and being the community that it is. Quite honestly, I believe that our new council, and we swore in three new members Thursday evening on the 10th, and I believe, Mayor, that you and this new council have a unique opportunity. For the last 31 years, we always were having to spend our nickels on infrastructure and catching us up with modern infrastructure, which I believe we now have in place. And, of course, that'll continue to evolve. There'll be more roads or more capacity in roads. There'll be more storage tanks, more water wells, things like that. But you and this new council have an opportunity where we are not financially strapped. Infrastructure is caught up, and I believe you have this unique opportunity to work on the identity of Prescott Valley, and that's exciting.
Absolutely.
You know, we've spent all of this time building infrastructure, and we're there. We've got the foundation. Now, what does the community become? And I know that it's been very high on your list, as well as others and staff, to bring in a YMCA, to go ahead and have opportunities for multi-generational activities in that type of setting. We have the event center, which once COVID is controlled, we'll go back to having an incredible run. The past 12 months prior to COVID, the event center did extremely well, bringing in concert shows, conventions, things yes. like that. And so, Mayor, the future is in your hands, the voters' hands, and our new council's hands to create an identity. And I think that that's a really exciting moment in the evolution of this community. And your legacies with the elected officials that we have now will be to go ahead and fill in some of the blanks because the foundation's here.
No, absolutely. It is a, I mean, you hate to use the cliche, but the future is bright for Prescott Valley, but it definitely is. To be able to figure out a new plan, identity, like you said, is so important. So here's a question I like to ask people. It's, if you could go back to 1989, what would 2020, almost 2021 Larry Tarkowski say to 1989 Larry Tarkowski?
What would the 2020 Tarkowski say to the 89 Tarkowski?
Yep, exactly.
I would go ahead and say just do what you're doing, work hard, and continue to focus on your team because one individual really doesn't do anything.
Sure.
You end up having a team, and you need to mentor your team. You need to shape your team. You need to let the team shape you. I believe we've done a really good job of that here, and we have a unique culture. We have a unique way of doing things with half the employees other cities and towns use. And we do that through all kinds of efficiencies and outsourcing. And I would say to the 1989 Tarkowski, work hard, work smart, continue just to have fun, because that's what it's all about. And quite frankly, I'd be hard-pressed to say that I ever worked a day here in Prescott Valley because it wasn't work. It was a passion to build this community, and it's been great.
And that's awesome, Larry. And on behalf of the town of Prescott Valley would surely not be where it is without your vision and your guidance. And that says a lot. And if people want to question that, then there's no way to explain it other than we're at, what, pushing 50,000 people because people want to come to Prescott Valley. And it's, like I said, I mean, I know you are a very modest person and you don't want to take a lot of credit for it, but you do have to have a lot of credit for the way Prescott Valley has turned out.
And I deny that.
Of course you would.
The team has done an outstanding job, and they really have embraced public service, and they realize that every day they come to work, that they're working for those 50,000 people, and they, number one, better treat them well. They better treat them with respect, and in addition to that, give those 50,000 people every opportunity in the world to continue to shape their community. And that's what it's all about. You know, and I think you were telling me about this. We had some softball teams here from about three or four different states, and they commented to you about how friendly Prescott right. Valley was, and they were shocked at their treatment in restaurants and grocery stores and gas stations. And you know what? That's who we are. We embrace people.
You're absolutely right. And Larry, as we're finishing up with the last 30 seconds of this, I just want to reiterate again the great job you did, the appreciation that I have for you. I know that the citizens have for you, and just your comments as we started off talking about Larry Fitzgerald. He's often saying things about how it's more important to the team as a total. And you basically said the same thing. So the comparison may kind of stick a little bit there. So
well, it's the first name, I guess. I don't know.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Larry the Legend Tarkowski, I bid you farewell, and I hope you have an amazing retirement, and I'm sure our paths will cross again.
You can rest assured that will be the case. And Mayor, you and your team, I really look forward to seeing your creativity, your energy, and your focus on growing this community. And for that, I thank you.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, Larry Tarkowski, we're going to have to take a quick break right now, and we'll be coming back with our people from Parks and Rec. So you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure to stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, General Manager at Finley Toyota Prescott. What is the team at Finley Toyota Prescott grateful for this season? We're grateful to be part of such a resilient and wonderful community. We're grateful that when a new customer comes to talk to us, that we have the opportunity to make a friend and start a new relationship. Those are reasons to smile. And just the same, when a long-term customer drops by, we know they're counting on us to handle their situation on a first-name basis. We know this has been a tough year, so we want to say thank you for your vehicle, parts, or accessory purchases, as well as allowing our service team to maintain or repair your vehicle. Your support has allowed us to continue to invest in our community and to provide 150 jobs for families in the region. Being a good neighbor still comes down to a one-to-one relationship between people. The opportunity to have those relationships in the Quad Cities is what Finley Toyota Prescott is grateful for this season. Season's greetings to all of you from all of us at Finley Toyota Prescott, everybody's hometown dealer.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Despite the state's Electoral College casting its 11 votes for Biden and Harris Monday, the state Republican Party has other plans. State Party Chair Dr. Kelly Ward says she has sent an alternate list of electors for Congress to consider.
We have transmitted those results to the proper entities in Washington, D.C. for consideration by Congress. We believe that we are the electors for the legally cast votes here in Arizona.
The move is a cue from Trump advisor Stephen Miller to send a slate of Republican electors from contested states to Congress, where he says they could be certified once the president is successful in challenging the election results in court. Ward said this morning they continue to challenge the results despite the Electoral College having voted.
This election is far from over. Anyone who is telling you differently, whether it's in the media, whether it's the Democrat talking heads, or whether it's the Republican establishment, is just avoiding the facts.
Continued sunny, dry, and cold all week, chilling overnight to a clear 22 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with highs around 52 tomorrow and Thursday, 49 Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling after bedtime to around 24, warming back up to a sunny 59 Wednesday and Thursday, 57 Friday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go.
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
No worries, Rudy. Our route is the same as Canada.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's his plan!
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho!
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure and stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
AutoWorks Service and Repair is busy and hiring. Yes, Whiskey, we are looking for solid, reliable, and honest technicians. We offer a family-friendly atmosphere. We are family-owned and operated. AutoWorks offers paid training, sick days, holiday pay, vacation, and signing bonus. A smile every Monday morning, in fact, every day of the week. If you're looking to upgrade your career, then give us a call at 775-3332. At AutoWorks, we guarantee it. And remember,
you won't find jerks at AutoWorks.
Boy, dental care has sure come a long way. CTs, 3D scans, lasers, cone beams. What? This is Kathy at Bradshaw Family Dental. We take your smile seriously, and we do use cutting-edge technology. But no matter how mainstream dentistry has become, we still and always will put patient care first. We take the time to get to know you and never rush you through. Bradshaw Family Dental, treating your family like ours. For more information on our Prescott Valley or Chino office, check us out online at BradshawFamilyDental.com. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to top Larry the Legend, but we do have two very important people here that do a lot of amazing things for the town of Prescott Valley. We have our Parks and Rec crew. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Just introduce yourself real quick for our listeners, and we'll just jump into it.
I'm Anthony Durham. I'm the special events coordinator.
And I'm Casey Van Heren. I'm the community services director over Library Arts, Parks, and Recreation.
So you do all the fun stuff.
Yes.
Is what we do. So
that is correct.
Anthony, let's just dive right into what we got, buddy.
So following up on the last time I was in here, we're going to be talking about the New Year's Eve event that is going to be coming up.
Yes.
That is going to be at the event center in the parking lot. December 31st from 7 o'clock to 8:30, we're going to be having our bonfire, our small fire pits to stay warm by. Kathleen's going to be there to provide s'mores. We're going to have hot chocolate, providing some music, and then we're going to have our fireworks show at 8:30 and midnight. And along with that, the event center itself will be having ice skating going on throughout that day and into the evening. So to sign up on their website, you just go on their website and pick a time and book that for you and your family. The
it's
normal
really great
fees,
though. Have you done the ice skating? Have you?
I have. I've been there a couple times with my family. It's a good experience to take the kids out and get on the ice.
Absolutely. And I just went last week for the first time this year, and we got our new light system over at the event center. So they have that going, and of course they have Christmas music, and you just pay online, like you said, with the tickets. You just literally walk up, give them your name, and boom.
Yeah, exactly. You just walk up, and it made it a lot more streamlined and faster than standing in line and waiting to hopefully get onto the ice.
No, absolutely. So,
but yeah, so that event's going to be coming up quick. It's this year's almost over, so you know,
it is almost over. So, folks, just so you know, it's going to be an outside bonfire, not an indoor bonfire. I don't know if they have indoor bonfires, but that doesn't sound very safe if it was an indoor bonfire.
Yeah, so it's all outdoor. We spread it out. You know, if people are concerned about COVID, we're trying to make those safety precautions.
Absolutely.
To spread things out and let people come and enjoy and
then you can
still
check out the fireworks. They're going to be launched from just north of the event center, correct?
Yes, north in the dirt lot right north of where they kind of hold that motocross event. So, 8:30, we'll be launching the first ones, and then again at midnight.
So if the bonfire's not for you, you still want to be physically distanced from people, you can just show up in your car, sit in your car, and watch fireworks from the event center parking lot.
That's correct. So, I've also seen people park in other business parking lots, not even going into the main parking lot of the event center to watch them.
No, of course. I mean, it's good. I mean, it's not a 4th of July fireworks show, but it's still exciting. And let's face it, folks, it's a good reason to kick 2020 to the curb and move on to 2021.
Yeah,
you bet.
For sure. And then following that, on January 9th, that's Saturday, January 9th, from 8 o'clock to 11 is our annual Polar Bear Splash.
Yes.
So why not, you know, ring in the new year with fireworks and then come jump into a freezing cold pool?
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
You did that. That
I
was
did
so
do that
awesome
last year. And it was the coldest I've ever felt in a long, long time. So, yeah, I wish everyone to be able to experience that. So, come on down January 9th, starting at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock to 11. It's going to be at Mountain Valley Splash Pool. We're going to have games, activities for the kids. And this year, with COVID restrictions, we've had to change some things up. So we partnered with Flowerstone Cafe to come and set up and sell breakfast.
Okay.
And MF Coffee, they're going to be selling coffee on the spot and
awesome.
And treating that, trying to help out some of the small businesses that are, you know, a local, trying to branch out and develop some new partnerships with them.
No, that's great. Will we be having the Ice Princess?
We will continue to have the Ice Princess.
Okay, 'cause people ask me that, believe it or not. That comes across to my, and I'm like, I don't know.
So on our website, if you go on, we've done the Polar Bear Splash a little different. Instead of a free-for-all jump in, there's going to be three heats. There's going to be I think it's a 8:30, a 9, and a 9:30 jump.
Geez.
You just sign up. We're allowing 25 people a heat and one guest on the pool deck because of the restrictions.
Sure.
And then the Ice Princess, we're going to do that one a little different as well. You have to send in the picture. There's a link on our website that you just email the picture of your hairy bod.
Yeah.
sport it well. And then we will narrow it down to the top four and then have the top four judged on the
pool deck. They then will come live.
They will come live and have to strut their stuff.
Because there's a lot of personality that comes with being the Ice Princess.
There is a lot of personality.
Yes.
Yes, you definitely have to come and bring your A game.
I like it. No, that's real good. What else we got? It looks like, Casey, you got a stack of things, but...
As always, on the library side, again, with COVID, we had a lot of things we couldn't do. We had to cancel in-person programming. However, we've written... it seems so many grants this year. We received, I think, over $40,000 in library services technology at grants to help our community with COVID, especially with internet access. When we were closed, a lot of people rely on the library for internet access.
Of course.
The other great thing, though, is when we were closed, our parking lot, you could go and sit on our parking lot and have access to the free Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So... Michelle Yortine and other staff wrote grants. We have Chromebooks, which are available to check out. You must have internet connection or Wi-Fi to use a Chromebook. You must be 18 or older, one Chromebook per house, and it's a three-week checkout. We also have mobile Wi-Fi hotspots, again, for grandparents this time. We have our regular hotspots, but we also have – we got a grant for additional hotspots for grandparents who take care of their grandchildren.
Sure.
A lot of grandparents and or other caregivers are on fixed incomes and can't have or afford Wi-Fi at home. So this allows the grandparents to have the access for the kit for the grandkids to have access to the Wi-Fi to do homework and things like that, which is extremely important right now because school is back online.
So they just show up, they check out an actual
hotspot.
A hotspot, and they take it home with them, and boom, they're in the game.
Yep. And for more information on that, you can call the library at 928-759-3040. Also, The other great grant that I think is amazing, it's called Library of Things. So Library of Things are items that you can check out and kind of try them out. A GoPro, Atari, a slides to digital photo converter, guitars, ukuleles, a 3D pen, and I think sewing machines. I mean, it's just the list is insane. So you can check all of these out. To try them at home. For like the ukulele, you have like a how to play the ukulele book that comes with the ukulele. You have the guitar. You have a guitar. You have a book, how to play the guitar. And, you know, YouTube, links that you can go to learn to play the guitar. So it's a great opportunity to check out. Hey, do I want to buy a guitar? I don't know. Let me check one out at the library.
So, I mean, folks, you got to understand that our library is not just the library that your parents and grandparents went to where you just check out books. I mean, you're getting a 3D pen, a guitar.
A ukulele.
How awesome is that? Like, you want to play the ukulele, just give it a whirl. Like, you come and check it out and... that's awesome.
Yeah, it's and I mean you have to fill out an agreement to check out these items, but
of course,
when you come in, you know, we can walk you through, a staff member will walk you through the process. But and I mean this might be a great opportunity for kids, you know, if you have a kid who's interested in learning an instrument.
Yeah, absolutely.
Check it out. So
I like it.
It's awesome. Our young adult department, we just recently hired our new young adult librarian, Autumn Topping, who came from New York Public Library System. So it's
pretty
huge.
Big.
Yeah. She was at a branch, but she's comes with a wealth of knowledge, and we're extremely excited to have her on board.
Nice.
She is going to do in January what's called the Royal Masquerade. It is a teen murder mystery party. Registration was required. She's going to celebrate 2021 with a virtual masquerade party where everyone's a suspect. The vampire king is dead, but who killed him and why? I don't know. You're invited to solve this case as one of the resident supernaturals of the royal court. So you will have to register for this. And you can go to our website when for registration, the time, and what's required.
Ages?
Ages are 12 to 18.
12 to 18.
Yep.
Love it. All right, guys, we got about 2 minutes left. What else we got to talk about?
We also have Shannon Schnagel, our community engagement librarian, wrote a grant, and she will be offering story time kits. These kits will be bilingual, both in Spanish and English, and each kit is based on a theme, such as counting, families, music, immigration, and more. The kits are for ages 0 to 5 and will contain 5 to 7 books on the theme, including board books for the littlest children, a toy that will help the children understand the theme, music, and in additional information about early learning.
Ooh, nice. And if anyone didn't quite catch what we were talking about, they can just pull us up on the Town of Prescott Valley's website page and check out more details, as well as Facebook as well.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's important. I'm also going to have some more stuff. I'll highlight some of this on my Facebook page as well. So, again, folks, Facebook is not the end-all to everything, but check out my Facebook page, Mayor Kel Palaguta. Hit the like button. Doesn't mean you like me. It just means you like to hear about what's going on in the town of Prescott Valley. So, Anthony, you got anything else?
I don't. Just a recap of the...
Yeah, let's recap it.
December 31st, 7 o'clock to 8:30 at the Event Center, the New Year's Eve celebration. Fireworks at 8:30 and 12. The Polar Bear Splash is Saturday, January 9th, from 8 to 11 at Mountain Valley Splash. To pre-register for the jump and also the Ice Princess, go to our website and click on the links to get there. And if you have any other further information, you can reach us at 928-759-3090.
And to participate in Polar Bear Splash, it's free.
It's free.
So, you're just getting a list of names that...
Basically, just pre-registering for the jump numbers. So we know how many people are expected on the day. Everything is free, except for the breakfast that's being provided for Flower Stone and MF Coffee. They are having their products charged this year, but it's a small charge just to support a local business to get their... their name out there and support them.
That's definitely important. So please, folks, check that out. Check it out online. We're going to be wrapping things up after this break, so please just stick around. You're listening to the Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Visit Batteries Plus in store, curbside, and online for fast and reliable phone and tablet repair. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
Maxwell
I saw you take an hors d'oeuvre. I know they're awful, but Aunt Carrie made them, so we're going to pretend we like them.
Your new Findlay Subaru Outback is engineered to get you there safely with all-wheel drive. During the Subaru Share the Love event, Outback is available with 0% APR financing for 63 months or lease for $239 a month. Purchase or lease a new Subaru now through January 4th, 2021, and we'll donate $250 to your choice of national or hometown charities. Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Offers on approved credit.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, folks, welcome back. Usually right about now, we have about a minute and a half left, and I just want to just touch base a little bit on a couple things we didn't cover with Parks and Rec, and then we'll wrap things up for 2020 December's episode, I guess. So, Casey,
yeah,
take it away.
I just want to mention at the library, we have Get Crafty, crafty kits for adults. And I thought I had the kids ones, but it's the adults. So you can decorate. Adults can pick up masks at the each of the month near the 15th. You can pick up your kit at the library information desk. For December, it's decorate your own holiday party mask. January is create your own art journal. And February is decorate a book bag with mandalas. So we have that. Oh, here's it. And that's, again, we have more crafty kits for adults than anything. So the holiday masks are for the December kit.
So it's just important. Like, guys, just know that if you haven't been to our library, first off, shame on you. But secondly, you've got to just get in there and see what we have going on, because there's just so much. And also, they have a little cafe inside.
Oh, my gosh. Peavine is amazing.
Yeah, and it's good. Again, support local businesses. Please, 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 even if you can't read, show on up. Just come on in, and we can help you out and get something to eat over at the Peavine Cafe, because it truly is amazing.
We all gained when we were closed. We gained, like, you know, a mass of 500 pounds.
But it's just a good opportunity. So please, please, please check
yes.
it out. Folks, go online, figure out what we have going on. Go on the Facebook page, go on my Facebook page. I just want to just finish it out in these last few seconds. Thanking everyone for being with us for 2020, hanging in there, being resilient. We all learned a lot. And I look forward to seeing you all in 2021. Folks, have an amazing holiday, and be safe.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.